Now the clock continues to tick down towards the dreaded day zero in Nelson Mandela Bay, as several parts of the drought-stricken municipality have already seen taps running dry or water shedding. Gift of the Givers, of course, earlier drilled boreholes amidst the water crisis there. And for an update, we're joined now by Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, Director of Gift of the Givers. Doctor, thank you for being with us as always. What is the situation on the ground right now to start off? I mean, more than a month ago, you were saying it was 2 days away, day zero, but then, of course, the boreholes came as something to defer the crisis becoming full-blown, as it were.
Good evening, Francis. It's not that it's, the situation is under control. There is water shedding. There are areas that don't receive water. Sometimes it's for a day, sometimes for 2 days, sometimes for 3 days. Some areas haven't had water for weeks. There was a table drawn, the red zones, yellow zones, and other zones. And the red, some of the yellow zones are already in trouble. So the problem is that it's not certain when the water was shut off and where it was shut off. But the reality is that in the absence of rain and the dams not getting full, there's going to be a big crisis unless there's alternative sources of water. And that's why the boreholes. On the one side, you have the Nuit Khadak Dam, which is getting enough water from the Kharib Dam in the Free State, but it only holds 210 million liters, and you need more than that. The other three dams that supply the other areas, they are virtually shut. No more water can come out of them. The Churchill Complex, the Impofo, and there was one more. It'll come back to me now. Three of those dams are not functional. So in the process, there's two things to do. One is to cut down on water usage, and that's two ways. One is to deal with the leaks, and the business and the municipality have been very active in trying to cut leaks in the different areas, both in the roads, in the houses, and the schools. Aspen, you know, we've been working with them. They've done an audit, and a lot of houses have leaks, more than the roads. So there's a lot of leaks in the houses which need to be fixed to save water. And once you have that, and if people themselves start using less water besides the leaks, like what happened in day zero in Cape Town, when people are using 50 liters a day, there will be water for a longer period, but not more water. There'll only be more water if the rains come, and we're not sure when the rains are going to come. So to augment that, we have to put boreholes. We're now standing at 23 boreholes, and we are adding roughly 7 million liters of water per day, but it's not being used every day, but it's 7 million liters of water available when the real crunch comes, in depending on the areas. And in addition to that, we also got a contribution in terms of water from a desalination plant owned by Seribos, the salt people, or from which we get 500,000 liters a day. So as it stands right now, we can contribute 7.5 million liters of water a day to different parts of the city. And the construction, the drilling of boreholes is continuing. We're starting three more tomorrow.
So it sounds huge, but what impact does that have in terms of population size? How many people can you give water to on a daily basis, and for how long, if that makes sense?
Well, for long, it can be permanent. You know, it can be permanently, because it's the way you use the aquifer. The aquifers are well used. So if they push out a certain amount of liters power, you don't use the total amount. You reduce them. So let's make it simple. If the aquifer gives you 10,000 liters per hour, you pump it at about 7,000 or 8,000 liters per hour. So to make sure it recharges and you don't destroy the aquifer. We've been doing that for several years now. We've drilled close to 500 boreholes, and not one of ours have dried out using that system. To answer your question, how many people can we help? If we take a minimal amount of water, just for drinking, medication, and maybe washing the baby, those are the three most important needs, you can give 700,000 people 10 liters of water per day. And of course, you've got the water still coming from the dam, there's 210 million liters, and the municipality is looking at ways of shedding that. We can carry on for quite some time. We still want to find more water. It makes a huge difference. It can't make a difference to everyone, but it makes a huge difference in the areas we've selected. For example, we put a lot of boreholes in schools, which means the school sanitation system, the school students, and the school teachers all have water, and they can take water home. But in addition to that, we spent a lot of money running pipelines from the boreholes in the schools to the outside. For example, there's a place called Malabar Primary School. There's four informal settlements around the school, and even a formal housing. They all can get water. And remember, this is also augmented by the fact that many of those who can afford it are putting boreholes in their own homes and their own places of work. And those balls are then making water available for those who work and to take home.
Yeah.
So collectively, what individual boreholes, private boreholes, work boreholes, what we're drilling, trying to save water, trying to fix the leaks and using the water judiciously, we're not out of the woods yet. You know, it's still a problem, but it's not like water is shut down for several weeks. And the other place where we're putting water in, which is critical, are hospitals. We're increasing the capacity of the PE provincial hospital by 250,000 liters a day. We drilled there already. We're putting booster pumps and we're bringing special ladders to hold that amount of water. We're supporting Livingston Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in the city. And of course, Elizabeth Duncan Psychiatric Hospital and the Joseph Pearson TB Hospital, all critical hospitals where we cannot afford to have a problem. So it's very selective where we put the water. Yeah. We're also putting one in the pet shelter today. Animals need water, and we put one in the K9 unit at SAPS. So even for the animals have to be taken care of. So it's very diverse where we're putting it, but in very strategic locations.
And it sounds like your focus is on the poor, and we often hear the plight of the poor. I mean, when water runs out, some people can go and buy a bottle or a few liters and sort of stock up, but some people can't.
No, that's why it's been important that we identify those areas where the informal settlements are, where the poorer areas are, where they're further away from the city, where transport cost is too high to come in, buying bottled water is expensive. So yes, we've put the boreholes in areas, but it so happened that those are the red areas also, the areas that need assistance first. And the other good thing is in most of those areas, the rock, the geological pattern of drilling is excellent, so we find good quality water. Yes, there are some areas which is a poor areas where there is no water and the rocks are not good.
Yeah.
So to drill there is going to be a waste of time. Those areas require water points. And again, working with the municipality, they're setting up 50 water points. Those water points will be ready soon and it is ready for the concrete slabs to go on. We will then provide the JoJo tanks for all those 50 points. And we have Coke that has given us 3 by 35,000 liter water tankers, which we can use to fill up those JoJo tanks, as well as institutions, old age homes, home for the physically and mentally challenged, also orphanages. And in addition to that, a company has donated 2 water tankers to us, which we're collecting on Monday in Cape Town and bring that across. And we brought one of our water tankers across the Path Unit to assist. And the municipality got its water tankers. So it's a combined effort, but we're still not out of the woods. Many more boreholes will have to be drilled. We have to find, the municipality have to find ways of making the water more accessible from North Kadak and to spread it more areas. But everybody who's dependent on that water, doesn't have boreholes, are going to have less water for a long period of time unless big rains come in from the other dams.
All right, at least some efforts underway to really keep some water flowing there in Nelson Mandela Bay. Thank you very much for that update. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman is Director of Gift of the Givers.